Proclamation number 6994 of 15th of December, 1957. Spark of love. Salvation through Jesus Christ. No one is capable of helping his soul to freedom on his own if he does not experience my support, if the strength of the Spirit does not flow through him, if the spiritual spark in him, which is my share, does not instruct him from within and influence his thinking to turn to me in Jesus Christ again and again, so that he, as it were, frees himself with me from the one who has held him in bondage for eternities. This liberation is possible through the act of salvation which I myself accomplished for you humans in the man Jesus. And now only your own will is required to release yourselves from my adversary. But then you will also certainly attain freedom. And thus the strength of the slumbering spirit within you is not to be underestimated. You have to awaken it to life, but then it will guide you and direct your thoughts to me in Jesus Christ, for I have placed a tiny spark of my spirit of love in you for this purpose, so that the work of salvation will succeed, so that my suffering and death on the cross will not have been in vain for the individual person. And a single work of love already awakens the spirit in you, and it will express itself by stimulating you into continued activity of love. And then you must also noticeably feel the strength of the spirit which constantly pushes you towards me. You must succeed in releasing yourselves from my adversary's power if you only use the strength of the spirit, because then you will approach me myself for strength, which I truly will not deny you. And every bond with me, be it through prayer or also through actions of love, will always earn you an influx of strength from me, and your thoughts will constantly dwell more on me and your striving upwards will be obvious. The strength of the Spirit is accessible to all of you, for you all have this spark of love from me within you and you all need only want it to ignite. You need only offer no resistance when it wants to express itself to you, that is, you should pay attention to every subtle stirring of your heart and comply with it, for it will always stimulate you into loving activity. If you comply with these suggestions, the strength of the Spirit will unfold more and more. You will have light thoughts and also understanding for many events which are incomprehensible to other people. You will also feel an increased urge in you to bond with the spiritual kingdom, i.e., worldly desire will be pushed back and spiritual desire will be more prominent. You will always be accessible to spiritual conversations and often have to direct your thoughts upwards, towards me, because the spiritual spark in you will push towards me, towards the Father Spirit of eternity. I therefore draw you through my spirit, for alone you are unable to do anything. But the fact that you want and carry out your will was brought about by Jesus' work of redemption. For through his death on the cross he first acquired for you humans the strength and will, he acquired for you blessings without number, all of which help you in your weakness to defend yourselves against my adversary, because without help you would be too weak to resist. And the redemption through Jesus Christ also has the effect that the spirit in the human being can set itself free more easily, that only the slightest will to love already allows it to be active and that it can express itself the more obviously the more you join Jesus Christ, the more vividly you confess him and acknowledge his act of salvation. Then you can also be regarded as redeemed, for the strength of my spirit will now work in you and you will be active again with light and strength for the benefit of your fellow human beings who are still without light and without strength. Thus I myself in Jesus Christ must always help you to become free. Otherwise you would never be able to get away from your tormentor because you are unable to resist him as long as you are still his portion. Thus you cannot yet direct your will towards the divine Redeemer, who may only take you away from him when you consciously turn to him for help. But the small spiritual spark in you, the part of myself, will urge you to do so as soon as you only allow it to work. It will appeal to you through the heart and urge you to perform works of love. And therefore each one of you can also become free. But no compulsion will be exerted on the human being, not even by my spark of love. But I am always ready to help, because my love for the weak, unredeemed will not cease and will one day also win this for itself. Amen.